Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. And welcome to Spend Time with God. Yes, spend time with God. Just 15 minutes in the morning time. I mean, can't you give him 15 minutes of your time? I couldn't imagine without starting my day and not spending time with God. Even when I first opened up my eyes. And before I was is on my mind, because it just cracked out. It's another miracle to be 6 feet over, not under, alive with another chance. Yes, alive with another chance and a purpose. Waking up on purpose. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Waking up on purpose for a purpose. Well, morning prayer today, we're going to be praying for mind cleansing and clarity. Mind cleansing and clarity. You know, have you ever felt like your head was just locked? It was like it was just tight and just blocked. No creativity. You just couldn't concentrate or complete a thought. I've been there before. And today we're going to pray for mind cleansing and clarity. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, I ask you, according to John 14:13, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to you, your will, and destiny for our lives. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us a person that we are praying for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16:23. Amen? Yes, clarity. As I was saying earlier, not being able to have a clear thought or even finish a thing or speaking things. We must have clarity on what we choose to say and do. And a good way to begin that is through meditation. Meditate. Instead of just always talking and praying and asking, just meditate on God's word and listen. Listen for his voice to speak to you. It said that his sheep knows his voice. Just spend time. Meditate on his word. My favorite scripture is, those that keep their mind stayed upon him, that he will keep them in perfect peace because they trust in him. You have to trust God. Trust the process. Trust the universe, no matter what it looks like. And be obedient. Do what his will is, not what you think is your way. Amen. I wanted to read a little bit of Psalm 12. Read it from Psalms 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me into thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Yes, amen. Amazing. The meek will be guided in judgment, and the meek he will teach his way. All thy paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell as ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sin. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and righteousness preserve me. For I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Now see, that's when God is speaking to you. When you read his word, especially out from the book of Psalms, which is for deliverance, that's God speaking to you. But when you read the word, read it out loud so that you can hear it, and you put the words out in the atmosphere. It's a beautiful relationship. You don't have to do it exactly where I do it, but connection, creativity, to exercise the muscle of love, the muscle of having your mind stayed upon him. Because as you work a muscle, it gets stronger and it gets stronger and it gets stronger. If you don't be consistent with it, and I'm speaking through experience, it gets weak, the mission, the muscles. But no matter what it looks like, giving up is not an option. Because he will not give up on you. He will not forsake you or have you or leave you begging for bread. Because he is the God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Elash, Elohim. He's our provider. He's everything. He's even the creator of the universe. So trust the universe. Line your mind, body, and soul with the universe. And on that note, we're going to end with a nice little worship song. Praising and worshiping God, even through the good, the bad, and the ugly times. Just praise and worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. I'll pick you up a great deal. Thank you.